Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
This is an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports.
Hey, folks, let's talk about your balls. That's for the guys in the audience.
I was going to say, where are you?
For the guys in the audience.
You addressed that to a large group of people. So,
look, just let's narrow it down. Women, you can tune out for a second.
Well, okay? No, let's not say that. We want them to continue to listen to the show.
I mean, we would.
Listen, maybe women need this, get this in front of their guys.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Well, we're talking about balls, Rob.
Well, I'm just saying, we're going to talk about Manscaped.
Well, how are things looking down there, guys? Fellas, if you think manscaping isn't important,
ask your woman about how important manscaping is.
Yeah, you want to manscape yourself. You just want to look good, don't you? Look, hygiene and cleanliness matters. And you need those engineered tools for your family jewels from our great friends at Manscaped.
My guys at Manscaped spent the last 18 months in the lab working diligently to make sure you've got the right gear to look good for your woman. And they have finally released the Lawnmower 3.0.
Oh.
Millions of balls are about to be nicked free thanks to Manscaped advanced skin safe technology.
And when we tell you this is a premium, we mean premium. The battery is going to last up to 90 minutes. And let's not forget about the charging stand. The Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 is a gift for both you and for her. You're going to get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SHACK at manscaped.com.
So get 20% off and free shipping with the code SHACK at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code SHACK, S-H-A-Q. Your balls and your lady will thank you.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaq.
It's the Shaq Podcast. It's the Shaq Cast. Welcome back. I'm Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal.
DJ, drop that track.
Today on the Big Podcast with Shaq, ladies and gentlemen, the playoffs are upon us. The 2020 Borderline Playoffs kick off with the first round on today's show, and we'll break up all the nonsense with a little more nonsense by playing a round of Kincaid's Match Game. Now, live from the Shaq Cave in Atlanta, Georgia, it's John Kincaid and the Big Hoffa, the Hall of Famer, Shaquille O'Neal.
That's the sound.
You have no idea what that is.
What is he doing?
I know what that is.
What is that?
I know what that is.
What is it?
That's sitting in your bathroom looking at a magazine.
I think he's asphyxiating himself while he's looking at the magazine, too.
Oh, Skip.
Oh, lay it on thick.
It is the Big Podcast with Shaq. That is John Kincaid. That is B-Dog Brandon Harper. I am Rob Jenkins, also known as Rob Jenners. And over here we've got Shaquille O'Neal, who wants us to start the show this week with a prank call to an AAU coach here locally who apparently coaches one of Shaq's kids' teams. So, John, you're going to have to convince him to do something shady here.
Yes, it's Ford.
Hi, Ford.
Yeah.
How you doing there? It's James Mitchell. How are you today?
I got you. Fine. How are you doing?
Good. I got you your number from the coach over at Shaquille O'Neal's son's high school at Union Grove.
Great, okay.
At Union Grove. I got a kid, and I got contacted today, and so I reached out, and I was trying to figure out what to do with this kid. He's from the Philly area, and he wants to join your AAU team. He's not feeling that he's getting the exposure, the proper exposure that he wants and everything like that. And he's thinking about if he could make a deal to come on down here and play for your AAU team. Do you have any openings, first of all?
Yeah, we still have one tryout left. We've got maybe two spots left.
Now, tryout. Tryout meaning this kid's rocking the Philadelphia Public League.
Good. Yeah,
I mean,
but my point is, yeah, we're still looking at players and that kind of thing. So we still got a couple of spots left.
Is there?
And, what's his name?
This right now, William Jacobs. And right now, he's playing. He's playing right now at a West Philly High. And I mean, this kid's rocking. If we could get, and two, if we could streamline it, and I get the best offer for him early, then I would know where to go with this.
Okay.
I'm trying to look for a deal, sort of like something that like Shaq got when Dale Brown got him to go to LSU.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, I mean, I just want to cut through the BS because I mean, the kid's going to have options, and I heard you're like the best, So I figured you'd have the resources to be able to cut him a good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying, I mean, when you say cut him a deal, what's the kid looking for?
Well, his mama's going to need a job because mama's going to have to come down. She's going to need an apartment. And mama's good. She's a little, let's just say she's a little, we got to keep her under wraps. She's a little loose.
Yeah.
We got to keep her under wraps because she sometimes gets into it with other parents and causes discord with teams. So we're going to keep her away from the team. I promise you, I will personally make sure I keep her away from the team.
Right.
And I know, I mean, look, if you can afford one of Shaq's kids, you'll be able to afford this kid. There's no question. I mean, she's going to need a job, so we'll get her a job. Is there like a local Walmart or something?
No, I'm sure there's a Walmart nearby.
Okay, she could get a job at a Walmart or something like that. She's got really long nails. They freak some people out. Some of the dudes like it in our area, but that's Philly. So, but I mean, I think she can cut them if they need them to for the job. But she's just she's trying to figure out right now. And he'll probably need like just some little vehicle to be able to get around. He doesn't need something. He doesn't need something too fancy.
It sounds like with those nails, we might need to add a weed whacker to the list.
Well, she's, believe me, she's whacked a few in her day, if you know what I mean.
That's funny. That's funny.
So what do you think?
You know, I feel where you're coming from.
Okay. Good, because I mean, it doesn't have to be, and it can be... It can be cash, it can be debit cards, something. It doesn't have to be anything traceable.
Monopoly money?
No, not Monopoly money. But I mean, it just is, look, it doesn't have to be anything big. And she's fine. A hair salon, she could work at a hair salon. We just got to keep mom busy.
Right, right.
And I'll keep her away from your team. I'll make sure that she's away from your team. That'll be part of it.
Why would we want her away from the team? She sounds very entertaining.
No, she's trouble.
You know how these kids are on social media? They can't put their phone down for a minute. We might actually get them to put their phone down.
Well, and we could get you some Papa John's stock, I bet.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Papa John's, now you're talking.
See, now we get you some Papa John's stock. Because I have a feeling Shaquille O'Neal's eavesdropping on this conversation.
Coach, right now. Great job, Coach.
Listen to that.
Great job, Coach. We just
found out that there are some clean AAU coaches in America.
Great job, Coach.
Coach, you killed it, man.
Good job, Coach.
I couldn't even lure you in.
Hey, you know what? I got a tough boss. I don't do anything to expose him.
Coach, this is John Kincaid from 6A The Fan Atlanta, too. So
Hey, nice to meet you.
You were excellent. I'm so glad that they're a man with integrity.
Oh, yes, he has integrity.
And you can see it, because he was like, look, I'm not putting up with this bull crap.
America, this is Ford McMurtry, the guy that, when I got cut, put me on the JV team and helped cultivate the character known as Shaq. Love you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Hey, I love you, too.
Take care, buddy.
Bye. You're a good man. Good sport. Thank you, Coach.
Good job. Thanks, Coach.
Good job. You're trying to get his mom a job at Walmart.
She got nails, though.
He might need a car. He needs to get around.
Need something to get around.
Man, that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's good.
That was a good job.
I like the prank calls. I like that.
That's a good job. Good way to start this week's show.
There we go. It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. I'm John Kincaid. That's Rob Jenners. That is B-Dog Brandon Harper. And he is Shaquille O'Neal.
Starting with a prank call this week.
That's who he is. I like a little prank call, getting things started. It's not bad any time of the week.
We are into the playoffs. It is the first round of the borderline playoffs, one of the most anticipated days of the year on this podcast. We'll do a couple.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I got a couple quick things to come up here before we get to the playoffs.
All right.
The first one was, we were talking last week about people that were like defiling food. Remember on the show last week?
Yeah, we were getting into that.
Did you see the soup ladle guy?
Oh, that was terrible. In the supermarket?
Yeah, nasty stuff.
Did you see this, Shaq?
Okay.
No, what was he doing?
He was at a Whole Foods.
White guy,
and he's,
right?
Yeah, white guy.
Of course. Black people don't
walking,
go to Whole Foods.
You know how they have like the... Wow. But do you know how they have the ladle and all the different soups? Well, he was going around picking up the big ladle from the soup, taking a swig, putting the ladle back.
Now, he deserves a beating.
What's ladle?
The big soup
The big serving spoon. That comes
I just call
in
it a spoon.
Oh, yeah.
And he's putting his mouth on it.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
No, he deserves a beating. That man should be beaten all over social media last week.
Just taking a sip, putting the spoon back. Taking a sip of the next one, putting the spoon back.
That guy should have been beaten. And somebody taped him.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't somebody who was taping him to make it funny. It was somebody taping him that was, like, appalled. Why the hell are you not stopping somebody from doing that? My gosh.
So you're at the grocery store and you see this, Uncle
Shaq.
What do you do?
Right?
No, I'll probably have to let it go.
What?
Yeah, I gotta let that go.
What do you mean you gotta let that go?
Is it because you're Shaq or...
No, I mean, listen, if I wasn't Shaq, I probably would inflict some pain, a little bit of violence, but I can't do that.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Think of the people who are going to get sick from that.
I can't do it. Because one, if I don't have... Listen, for something like that, I would have to have direct evidence. So like if I record and he do
it... You did have direct evidence. You saw it. You witnessed it.
No, no. That's not direct. That's circumstantial.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Okay, so...
What are you talking about?
Okay, so I could just go to you and say, Police Officer John, I saw him licking?
No. They had video of it.
Okay, video is direct
evidence.
They had video.
It's direct evidence.
Okay,
you're right there.
Yes. Okay, so if I had to put it on my phone, then I probably would have smacked the taste out of his mouth.
Okay, that's good.
And then you know, when the cops came, I probably would have been like, listen, man.
This is what he did.
This is what he did, and I had to smack the taste out of my mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you didn't record it, you still wouldn't have said anything?
No.
You're not saying something to somebody in public doing that?
Man.
Well, it's confrontation. I mean, you got to go now. You got to start a fight with this guy.
Well, Shaq's got to worry. Shaq's got different worries. That's what I say. Shaq's got different worries than we have as far as reaction from people. He's got different.
I guess that's true.
He's got different concerns.
All right, well,
and I probably wouldn't eat soup for a while either.
Oh,
no,
God.
Yeah, I ain't never eating soup from that location.
I'm telling you this much, man.
I'm good.
John, it freaks me out. What?
Why do white people let dogs kiss them in the mouth?
That's not all white people.
I'm just saying. But
not all
right,
white
B-dog,
people.
B-dog, am I right?
It's, B-dog, you know what, though?
Right?
If you B-dog, see somebody on
yes,
social,
B-dog.
It's always a white person.
Why don't you, yes.
With
wait
the
minute.
Dog, like, licking their lips.
They be French kissing them, boy.
Yeah, wait a minute. Why do you let dogs sleep in the house?
Oh, that's white people, John.
I understand.
My dog's outside.
You guys put them outside. You, like, put them in dog houses.
That's right.
Why have a dog if you're going to put them in the yard?
All dogs aren't house dogs, huh?
What do you mean they're not?
Bring me the criteria.
A dog house and a Ring camera inside so I can talk to them.
You talk to your dog on a Ring camera?
Yes, I do. Hey, baby, I'm coming out.
By the way, Ring's
off. Pet the dog.
The Ring's
He's
awesome.
Outside.
Why don't you have
him.
The dog inside and show it love that way?
Because I have furniture that I don't want hair.
Oh, my gosh.
And I have to pay the maid to come 5 times a week rather than 3.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
So how many times do you have to pay
the
maid?
Are you
going to
be okay?
Are you all right?
So I'm
you need to do an extra podcast just
week.
To cover that cost. You must be really struggling.
We don't get paid that much.
You must be really struggling.
John, so you think all dogs are house dogs?
I think that if you care about your dog, your dog's
dogs.
Inside.
No.
How many Great Danes you know live in the house?
Thank you.
How many Great Danes? It's any dogs.
Funny.
Don't put dogs. Great Danes live in people's houses.
I've never had a
Obviously,
dog that didn't
white...
live in the house.
Yes.
Ever.
Seriously. Why are you having an animal and keeping them outside?
Because that's what they do. They're outside creatures.
No, they aren't.
They're outside creatures.
Outside.
They're only outside creatures because you're keeping them outside.
Come outside, walk them, throw a tennis ball at them, chase rabbits and things.
Okay, so it's like a lightning storm outside.
And if we see a cat,
you're leaving. No. There's a lightning storm outside. You're leaving that dog out there?
Nah, you're going to get the dog under those circumstances.
My dog has a house.
Oh, yeah?
With a TV in it.
A TV in it?
Yes.
Well, see, that's different.
Okay, what's on
that's
the TV?
Different money.
What's on the TV in Shaq's dog's house?
ESPN.
Oh, my God.
The dog comes inside every now and then. It's like, you see what LeBron said on it?
I will say, you want a bad one? We will leave ours on 289.
If Disney dog Junior?
Is not home, Disney Junior. Oh, if the dog is not home, if we're not home, for the dog,
there.
We will leave on Disney Junior for the
John,
dog. 289.
You ever watch 598, 599, 600?
No, we wouldn't leave that on for them. Even though Doggy Style is one of the titles.
Yeah,
Doggy Style is one of the titles.
I don't watch. I don't watch a Spanker Vision either.
Yeah,
no,
I'm sure you
of course
don't.
Not. No,
I'm sure you
those
don't.
Those channels are blocked, sir. You can't get to those.
It's unbelievable.
All right, well, we'll start the playoffs here in a second. The last one was I get a lot of articles that come to our.
I'll help you with the big
Gmail
words
and stuff. Okay, thank you. This one was kind of dumb. It said 15 surprising facts about Shaq's time in the NBA.
Oh wow!
And almost all of them were either nonsense or something we talked about. But there were two on here that were interesting. The first one was that there was a claim in this article that you were intentionally trying to break backboards when you first entered the league. Was that true?
Yes.
Yes, that's true.
True.
It was true?
Yep.
You were intentionally going after him, trying to rip him down?
Of course.
I didn't know that.
Like Daryl Dawkins, right?
I did.
I did not know that.
Chocolate Thunder.
I did not know that was intentional.
You wanted to be like Daryl Dawkins.
Okay.
And if you come to my house in McDonough, I have a broken rim tree.
Oh, we'd like to
in
come
the
down
front
there.
Yard. Yeah,
yes,
really? A giant tree made of all the rims he ripped down.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen that before.
A broken rim tree.
The other one was
who hangs from it now?
Oh, that sounds so bad.
No, it's a broken rim tree.
So
can you?
Bad.
Who can reach that other than you?
Oh, God.
Listen to him.
It ain't that high, but he's right. He's right. That sounded really bad.
It really did. It's a rim tree.
You can
who
never
hangs
put,
from the tree at Shaq's
we
yard?
We just talked about a rim tree. Okay.
You can never put hang and tree in the same sentence when you're talking to a black person.
Oh,
come on,
Lord,
John.
That sound is
come
so
on, John.
Really
stop it.
I'm just going to move on to the playoffs now.
You guys are terrible.
Come on, John. You can't do it.
That's a number one overall seed.
You guys are terrible.
For real.
Oh,
all right, well, you ready?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
Oh, skip.
Full on bitches.
Oh,
y'all
should know me well.
Borderline bitches.
Please don't call me borderline bitches.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I like that remix.
The theme.
DJ Rob Jenners. Jenners.
The mix on Shackle Radio.
Jenkins.
All right, the theme to this year's borderline bracket. And we have a lot of entries to get to.
All right,
so let's turn the damn music down a little bit. All right, let's get to the let's get to it. We're going to start on this side of the bracket with a number one seed, ladies and gentlemen, coming in at a number one seed, Skip Bayless. This came to us from Monty at our Gmail. He was singing the praises of Lamar Jackson in this clip.
It's like the quickest little flick release.
Right.
And again, I'll be the first to admit, doesn't look the prettiest, but it comes out so sweet and fast and hot.
Whoa. Sweet, fast, and hot.
So sweet, so fast.
Sounds like a Krispy Kreme.
I was just
so
about
hot.
To say that.
Oh, my God.
My goodness. All right, so that was Skip with the number one seed. He's facing, of course, the 16 seed.
All right.
This came to us from Glody at our Gmail. It's a podcast-to-podcast borderline from Joe Rogan, who had Brian Callen on the show. They were talking about where to get a good sausage.
Gennaro's Feast.
Yeah, San Gennaro's Feast, yeah.
Yeah.
That's in Little Italy.
And they always have these big sausage vendors. Just giant grill, sausages laid out. You're walking by and you get one. And immediately
just
you bite into it and it snaps.
Yeah, I like it.
By the snaps.
And the juice busts in your mouth.
Juice. Oh, my God.
Hold on. What seed is that?
That's a 16.
That's a 16,
oh, wow.
Dude,
man,
it's the playoffs.
I know.
Every seed's a good seed, man.
That really is.
All right, well, friends of the show.
Ooh. Skip has
who
to,
advances?
Skip gets my vote. It was, by the way, that's the toughest 116
it comes out so sweet
we've ever
and
had.
Fast and hot.
That's the,
why
that's
does
the
it
tough...
come out so hot? That's what I don't understand.
And you bite the sausage and the juices bust in your mouth.
You have to ask Lamar Jackson why it comes out so hot.
Okay.
I'm
going Skip. I have
I'm
to.
Going Skip.
It was close, but yeah, I'm going to go Skip.
Yeah, Skip wins by
right,
one
Skip
point.
Skip wins. That was Skip. A tight one.
That was. For
that's
a 116.
Pete Carril almost pulled the upset there.
A little bit. All right, let's go to number eight seed. A ton of people on Twitter and Facebook had sent this one in. We love when news stations get pranked. One of our favorite things.
Oh, yes.
So happy birthday to Miss E. Norma Stitz in this clip.
Let's take a look at birthdays and anniversaries in the meantime. Happy 80th birthday to E. Norma Stitz of Quitman. Happy birthday to you, Miss E. Norma. Hope you have a wonderful day.
Miss E. Norma Stitz.
E. Norma Stitz. By the way, one of the Philly channels, and I haven't gotten the video of it, they got pranked by Dick Gazinia for a birthday.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm 80 sure.
80-year-old out in Upper Darby, Dick Gazinia.
Oh.
And the minute she said it,
she
pauses
knew.
And then moves on to the next name. But it's
knew.
Like, oh, yeah, she knew.
All right, well, Ms. E. Norma is taking on the number nine seed in Mr. Chris Collinsworth. This one came from Tyler and Holy Borderline.
And sometimes you're thinking you want to pull it out. At the same time, the back is going, okay, he's trying to hand it to me. So he's grabbing it, and you're trying to pull it, and that's what happens.
All right, so Collinsworth moved on. Miss E. Norma Stitz moved on. Who's going to get the nod to face Skip in the next
round?
E.
Norma. Give me the 8 seed.
Give me the 8 seed.
Right. You like it?
Give me the 8 seed. All 8 seed wins that one.
I love it.
We've been very decisive. This is good.
Next one is the number 3 seed on this side of the bracket. This came to us from Jeff at our Gmail, who caught this one from Shaquille O'Neal.
Uh-oh.
Breaking down Giannis highlights on Inside the NBA.
Oh, we're going to let you shoot, but guess what? I've been working on my game. This summer I want to be great, and you're telling me your language. That means I'm coming in Greek.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Shaquille.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I didn't remember that one. Okay.
And then the next one coming in, he's going to face the number 14 seed. This one was from a San Diego Chargers preseason game. Todd L. and Grizz at our Gmail sent this one. Spiro Ditas with a quote for the ages I've never heard in an NFL game.
Here's Smith. And he is dicked.
Oh, wow.
Chris Peace adding to his preseason sack total.
Yeah, I never never in my life.
Didn't Spiro do some stuff with the Lakers, or was I wrong?
I'm not sure.
Spiro dicked. I've never heard that one before.
In an NFL game.
And he is dicked.
I've never heard that one before. In an NFL game. So, Shaq's Greek. Or.
And he is dicked.
No, Shaq's Greek. Dicked is forced.
I don't know where it when you say it. I just don't know where that came from.
I'm going to go by the slimmest of margin.
Who are you going?
I'm going to go Shaq.
All right, I'm going to advance Shaq, too.
You're advancing Shaq?
Yeah,
okay.
Come on, John.
All right.
It was close. It was real close.
Because it was forced. He's dick.
Shaq went for the dick. Let it be known, you guys all went for the dick.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You all unanimously said, give me the dick.
Okay, John Bayless.
Okay.
All right, John Bayless.
There you go.
The number 6 seed, Matt at our Gmail, shout this one over. It's from the NFL on CBS. They were doing a game recap. Boomer Esiason was praising the 49ers and tried to say 2 TDs.
Oh, yes.
And we got this one.
How about that? It's going to take it 39 yards. Jimmy Garoppolo, 7 of 11, 150 yards, 2 TDs, 21-10, 49ers.
See that, John? On the fourth.
I love that. I love that.
2 TDs.
By the way, I love them, too.
So our buddy Boomer here is going to face the number 11 seed on the other side of the bracket. From my beautiful wife, Shannon. This was from a podcast called Small Town Dicks, which is hosted by Yardling Smith from The Simpsons, who plays Lisa Simpson. And she was setting up the case file they were going to investigate in this week's show.
Today on Small Town Dicks, I am delighted to tell you that we have Detective Dave. It's so good to see you. So, Dave, you have a really big case for us today.
It is a big case. You can see my case file over here.
It's 6 inches thick, listeners.
That's half of it.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I don't know if you remember that, but
it's 6 inches thick.
I remember that one.
All right. So it's 6 inches thick. So is 6 inches thick or 2 TDs?
Gonna... 2 TDs.
No, it's Boomer.
2 TDs.
It's
Boomer.
All right. Everybody
Boomer gets
the
nod on that one.
2 TDs.
2 TDs. Boomer.
Thank you, Boomer.
Gets the
nod. So Boomer moves on in this round.
Yes.
All right. Cool. Next one up, the number 5 seed. There is no way to credit the sheer volume of people who sent this one in.
Really?
It was first posted by Barstool. It was analysis of Baker Mayfield and a huge playoff-worthy borderline. We got this.
Baker Mayfield, who last year, once Freddie Kitchens took over, was one of the most accurate deep throwers in the NFL. Sky's the limit here.
Okay.
He's a deep throater.
He was an accurate one at
that. An accurate one, too.
An accurate one at that. All right, so... On this side of the bracket, the number 5 seed is going to face the number 12 seed. Curtis at our Gmail sent this over from Celtics announcer and by the way, a veteran of the borderline bracket, Tommy Heinsohn, talking about a classic Michael Jordan game. And here's Tommy.
Don't let this man reignite himself, I'll tell you, because he is the type of guy that once he starts to, that fuse is burning. He's going, and it's going to explode all over you.
Oh, jeez, Tommy.
Explode all over you.
Shaq, how long have you known Tommy?
A couple
20 years.
Years.
Oh, really? So you've been known him that long?
Well, yeah, about 20 years.
Okay, he's so funny. He is so funny.
He's going to explode all over.
I think Tommy has a cocktail or two before games.
Yeah, Tommy may be funny, but I'm going to go with the five seed.
You're going with the five seed.
Okay.
I'm going five seed also.
Really?
Can I get a timeout?
Yes.
I get a timeout?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Check your text so y'all believe me.
I see this coming, too. Chinese woman reportedly spits on the buttons of an elevator during coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, my God.
Man in South China arrested for deliberately applying spit onto the buttons as well.
What kind of a monster are you?
What is this crap?
Seriously, what kind of person are you?
Are you trying to kill people?
Oh, my God. That is terrible.
Back to the playoffs here. We're going to go to the number four seed. This is Michael on Twitter sent this one in. It was from a Warriors-Kings game. Steph Curry pulling up for a jumper, and I hope you guys remember this one.
Watch this right here. Graham brings it out. Raise up. Oh, that's exactly what that raise up will do. You hear that? You hear that noise, Graham? Oh, yeah. That's what that feels like. It is tough sledding guarding a guy like that.
Yeah.
That's what that feels like.
All right. That was the number four seed against the number 13 seed, which came from Benny at our Gmail. This weather anchor laying out the snowfall in Montana had this absolutely classic slip-up.
And for some across the area, this is going to be a historic snowfall. You can see that big dip, that U-shape here.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that what was?
That's it. That's it. She gets my vote.
Yeah, she does.
She gets my vote.
Okay.
She gets my vote.
We lose the feels like it.
That's what that feels like.
I love that one so much. All right, my vote was going that way, but it looks like
mine was kind of leaning that way almost too.
Oh man! All right, well hold on here. Are we at odds?
Hold on. Say what?
Mine
was kind of.
Number one seed next year. B-Dog's just kind of leaning one way. Yeah.
That's what that feels like.
That's what that feels like.
There we go.
All right, so are we going on with the Montana weather slip-up? Is that?
Oh, yes, the dip.
Yeah,
yes.
All right, moving
on. There we go.
We'll go to the number seven seed, wrapping up this side of the bracket here. The number seven seed was a bunch of people. This was New York Jets defensive end Quinnen Williams.
Okay.
Who was asked about his Madden rating after practice one day and left us with this one.
Rating. My rating, I got an 80 on Ultimate Team, so I'm going to go play with myself today. See how I feel. I came out weird.
I'm mad.
Yeah. So that's Quinnen Williams at the number seven seed facing the number 10 seed, Rex Ryan, on First Take talking about Lamar Jackson. And holy borderline, Byron at Gmail sent this one in.
And I can tell you what, he's a full-fledged man from underneath the, from his waist down. This is a huge, huge man.
Rex.
Moving on there. So
I'll take the number seven seed.
You going to take Quinnen Williams?
Yes. I'll take Quinnen Williams.
I think you got to take Quinnen Williams. Yeah, number seven
man,
seed.
Man, I'm about to go home and play with myself.
You know, we're being very agreeable this year.
Yeah, I know. Usually we fight about
this.
We
usually have fights about this stuff.
Well, we haven't gotten to the other side of the bracket, which, by the way, very heavy Skip and Shannon on the other side of the bracket.
Good.
So God knows where we'll end up. All right, we're going to wrap up this side of the bracket with the number two seed. Came to us from Sharif on Twitter, an epic.
It's nice of Sharif to send it to us.
Yes, it was after an epic on-air water gun fight on Inside the NBA on TNT, and Chuck left us with this little gem.
You have to pull the trigger.
No, you don't have to pump.
You just got to pump.
You know you had to pull the pump last night. I was just pulling the trigger. I thought I was skeeting him too.
No, whoa, what?
He was bone dry.
Hey, Ernie. Hey, listen. When I said something about skeeting him, I'm not sure the proper response is bones dry.
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure those two words don't go to the
first didn't go to it at all either.
Yeah.
Do you wonder you wonder why they win Emmys?
Yeah. Classic,
it's
boy.
It's because of stupid stuff like that.
Okay.
It's fun.
The number 15 seed is what Chuck will be facing. It came from Igort on Twitter, and it was Skip and Shannon.
Igor.
Skip embracing his Drip Bayless nickname in this clip.
How are you, Shannon? This is going to be a good day.
Look at old Drip.
Undisputed.
Old Drip Bayless.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here on a Drip Bayless
drip
Friday.
Drip all over you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, of course. Let's rip all over.
How does he not get...
Number two by a landslide.
That's force. Yeah, number two by a landslide.
I'm with you on that.
You can see that big dick.
Okay, no, that lady's already advanced.
She's already advanced.
I'm going to
drip all over you.
Chuck moves on. All right, there you go. That is this side of the bracket.
Wow, we were very agreeable there. All hell's going to break loose, I'm figuring, on the other side.
All right, well, we're going to break up the other side of the bracket good. With a round of Kincaid's Big Money Match Game.
Get ready to match the stars. Rob Jenkins.
Yeah.
B-Dog, Brandon Harper.
Yo, yo.
And Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
All of the star-studded Big Money Match Game 2020.
Love it.
And here's the star of Match Game 2020. John Kincaid.
Yeah.
Hello, stars. How is everybody today?
Good.
I love it. I love it when our contestant even claps, too.
Yes.
We drug Matt in from the hallway.
Yes, production intern Matt here at the radio station.
Matt, production intern Matt.
Hello.
How long have you been a production intern
here
at Sticky Broadcasting?
This is my third week now, I think.
Okay,
yes, week three.
Are you a listener to the Shaqcast?
Loyal.
See, loyal listener.
There you go, see?
So that means you know how to play this game.
I do.
So ready to play. He's going to come up with his answer, and our stars are going to come up with theirs. Only if he remembers not to drop the marker.
Oh, that's my bad.
He dropped the marker.
It's over now.
All right, this is a special political season. Edition of the match game.
God help
us. This is going to be fun.
God help
us. Okay, you ready, boys?
All right,
here we go.
Ahead.
Let's start. Matt, remember, don't answer until I ask you. All right, stars. Joe Biden said, my memory may be a little off today. I called blank and asked them to be my running mate. Who would Joe Biden have called today to ask to be his running mate? All right, Matt's scribbling down his answer. So, stars... Matt, I'm going to ask you. Joe Biden said, my memory may be a little off. Today I called blank and asked them to be my running mate.
I think he might have said Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. Not a bad answer. I guess what? It'd probably make him a winner. Shaquille O'Neal, Joe Biden said, my memory may be a little off today. I called blank and asked them to be my running mate.
Monica Lewinsky.
Now, remember, Matt, we always go for the most childish answer that we can drum up.
Rob Jenkins, speaking of childish.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. His memory's a little off.
A little off.
Yeah, B-Dog, Brandon Harper.
Dick Cheney.
Why is it going to be about Dick?
Why is it always about Dick with you guys? All right, no match on that one. But we'll go to our second question.
Okay.
Hillary said, I'm thinking my party needs me, so I'm going to ride in on a blank at the Democratic convention. Okay. Matt, Hillary said, I'm thinking my party needs me, so I'm going to ride in on a blank at the Democratic convention.
I think she'd like to shock the world and ride in on a Dick Cheney.
On Dick Cheney.
Okay, so that's obviously a double entendre.
That's a different one, double entendre there. Shaquille O'Neal, Hillary said, I think my party needs me. I'm going to ride in on a blank at the Democratic convention.
A Zulu African warrior.
Trying to get the black vote.
Yeah. Well,
I can understand.
Works.
That works. Rob Jenkins?
Does this count? I put Bill's fella.
Bill's fella.
His little Bill.
Oh, my goodness.
B-Dog, what was your answer?
A donkey and ass.
A donkey. That would work.
That's a good one, Bill.
See, that's a good one there. See, I would have said broom.
Okay.
Broom.
Well, I'm going to give Matt a point.
I thought broom. Matt, you're going to get one there on that one.
Nice.
You get one on that one. All right, here we go. Stars, Donald Trump said, you know, Mike Bloomberg didn't like me saying he looked like a fifth grader. Then he said that I look like a blank. Donald Trump said, Bloomberg didn't like me saying he looked like a fifth grader. Then he said that I look like a blank. Matt scribbled down his answer. Matt, your answer?
He looks like a can of Tang.
A can of Tang.
That's
not
good.
Bad. Going on the orange
team.
Bad. That is a very good. Matt's a good contestant.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he keeps dropping something.
I know.
Making me very nervous here. B-Dog, Brandon Harper.
I said a peeled orange.
A peeled orange.
Oh, that's
not
really good.
That's another good answer there.
Really good.
All right, Rob Jenkin.
Oh, I said an orange Julius.
An orange Julius.
Or a frosted orange.
See, it's not
either
bad.
Way.
Shaquille O'Neal?
A Cheeto.
That's what I thought.
Everybody got the orange thing.
Yeah. I think a Cheeto. By the way, Mr. President, when you do the tanning, you got the little things you keep over your eyes.
You take them off.
It makes it look like it has white eyes.
Yeah, they're really bad.
You got to watch those.
Really bad.
All right, here we go. Mayor Pete said.
He's not even in the race.
Yeah, he dropped out.
Did he?
Oh, maybe America wasn't ready for a gay president. I may have gone too far asking blank for that endorsement.
Everyone giggling as they write down their answer scares the hell out of me.
All right, Matt, Mayor Pete said, maybe America wasn't ready for a gay president. I may have gone too far asking blank for that endorsement.
I think you went a little far asking Playgirl for that endorsement.
Not bad. Shaquille O'Neal. Mayor Pete said, maybe America wasn't ready for a gay president. I may have gone too far asking blank for that endorsement.
A dictator named Fidel Castro.
Fidel Castro. That would have been Bernie. Bernie's already got Castro's endorsement.
Did you get it?
Yeah, we got it.
Rob Jenkins?
Wrote Dwight.
Dwight.
Might have been a little off color and out of line, but I thought it fit.
B-Dog?
I was going to say RuPaul.
That's a good one. I like the RuPaul. By the way, that's what Olivia said last night.
Shaq's got a confession.
Yeah, what's a confession?
MTV Music Awards 1994.
RuPaul?
I see this tall blonde.
Oh, no.
Boobies. Booty.
Oh.
And I tapped on the shoulder and it was RuPaul. One time at the MTV Music Awards, she had everything.
Well, she did have everything.
And a little extra,
yeah.
She had the bootay. She had the boobays.
And she was packing heat.
So I sent one of my boys to tap her on the shoulder like, hey, Shaq want to holler at you. And when he tapped on the shoulder and turned around, I was like, oh, it was RuPaul.
Oh.
You saw the Adam's apple, didn't you?
You saw that Adam's apple.
Yeah, I saw everything.
Bigger Adam's apple than you have.
And I was like, wow.
Wow. Oh, that's a nice
he still wants
guy.
To see you.
That's a nice
Just
one.
Come on over.
All right,
we got
one more. One more
down.
Here for Matt.
All right.
All right, Charles, get ready to write down your answer. Bernie Sanders said, I want the people who have more to share at least 50%. So I'm asking Shaq to give up 50% of his blank.
Come on.
All right, Shaq. Bernie Sanders said, I want the people who have more to share at least 50%. So I'm asking Shaq to give up 50% of his blank.
50% of his penis.
Of his manaconda.
Oh,
his
manaconda.
Shaquille, what do you think Bernie Sanders wants 50% of?
My hookah supplies.
His hookah supplies.
That's pretty good.
I think he's already got his own, I'm guessing. Yeah. Rob Jenkins?
I wrote kitty.
His kitty. Oh, he wants 50% of his kitty.
I was serious. I said bank account.
Is it bank account?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you want to go
and
over
that's
it.
Where Bernie would have went first. Matt, you were a very good customer.
Hey, thank you very much.
Very good contestant there.
Hey, thank you.
Good job, Matt.
Thank you.
Excellent work. Hey, so the NBA and college basketball are really starting to matter. And the $100,000 bracket challenge is just starting to begin at BetOnline.
This is your last week.
Your chance to win $100,000. Tons of great opportunities to get into the action with BetOnline.
Yeah, so if you want to get in on that $100,000 bracket, it starts this Sunday, March 15th. For your shot to, you know, I said it last week. If you've ever kind of tripped into doing a good bracket, because I mean, that's really what it is.
What you have.
There's $100,000 on the line. So go open an account.
Free account.
Bet online and use that promo code podcast1. Spell it out. Get your 50% sign up bonus. So throw out $100, you get 150. You got a little bit of cash to throw at the bracket
challenge
this Sunday, the 15th.
It's a great deal. Visit Bet online and don't forget that promo code podcast1 for your.
$1,000
for your 50% sign up bonus.
I can't believe it.
Bet online, your online sportsbook experts.
All right,
excellent work.
Are you ready for
round number two? Sure, absolutely.
Let's roll it out.
Pull the line.
Oh, Skip.
Pull the line, bitches.
You better have my money. Y'all should know me well.
Pull the line, bitches.
You better have my money.
So he's good.
Lay down, call me.
All right, part two of the bracket. We're moving over to the other side of the bracket. We are going to start with the number two seed. who, like I said, this side of the bracket, very heavy, Drip Bayless. So we're going to start. We're going to start with Drip Bayless breaking down the Wilder Fury fight from just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh yeah,
and we got this.
I just busted right inside him, and he can't extend on me anymore. And he seems a little overwhelmed by my girth and tonnage. Right?
Wow. Skip. All right. That was our number two seed.
That's why they have him sit behind a desk
facing the facing the number 15 seed. Thanks. This came from Mr. Rock and a number of other people on Twitter. Gronkowski on the NFL pregame show talking about Julian Edelman, and we got this.
Well, let me tell you something about Julian. First off, he calls himself the squirrel. You want to know why he calls himself the squirrel? Because he is a squirrel. He's furry. He's furry. He's cute. He's elusive. He's feisty. And most importantly, whenever he gets a chance, he gets that nut, just like he gets a first down.
Why is he talking about getting the nut?
What the hell is he
talking
about?
Man. All right. So,
Gronk loses
two by Lance.
Yeah,
Gronk
I think it's got to be Drip Bayless, right?
Yeah, Drip wins.
All right. All right, going on here, the number seven seed came to us from Olivia Kincaid.
Yes.
This one has gone down in Shaqcast lore.
Oh, and people love this
not
one.
Not because of its politically incorrectness, but because of the fact that this man is flat-out ignorant about who he is interviewing in this clip, in this Ugandan news anchor has gone down in history.
We bring in the studio this morning one of the gay rights activists, Mr. Should I call you Mr.? Pepe Julian Onzima. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for
good morning.
Me. Morning to you.
Why are you gay?
Who says I'm gay?
You are gay. So as we stand today, are you dating any female?
Yes, I am.
You have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
While in transition, you're having a girlfriend?
Yes.
Doesn't that make you gay?
I am male and attracted to a female.
So who is gay?
How is this a seven seed? Is what I want to know.
Because it doesn't matter. The seeding does not matter.
Oh my God, that's excellent.
All right, it's facing the number 10 seed, which came to us from Casey at our Gmail. Kevin Harlan, who we love, Kevin.
Love Kevin.
Sixers Brooklyn game. If the opposing player missed two free throws, they got Frosties.
Yes.
And Harlan had this call for the ages.
Uh-oh. They can taste it.
Yes, they can.
They can feel it. They can see it. Got it! It's a Frosty for everybody! Slurp it and enjoy it.
Slurp it and enjoy it.
I love Harlan.
Harlan is the best.
I guess what? Who is gay?
So who is gay?
Who is gay? Yes.
Gay.
Let's make clear. Harlan is not gay.
No.
He's a very happy family man.
Well, yeah, I think that has to move on, right?
That has to move on. You are gay. Who is gay?
You still with us, Shaq?
Yes, I'm here.
No, I'm just making sure.
You didn't vote.
All right.
I did.
Come on. I mean, how do you?
You are gay.
Yeah.
You are gay.
You are gay.
I'm not going to say it.
Why?
Of course not. Why would you?
You are gay.
Because then we'll have it on tape forever.
Yes.
All right, so the number four seed comes up next. This came from Undisputed Detective Matthew. It is Uncle Shay, Shannon Sharp, talking about safeties versus wide receivers out on the field, and my goodness.
Because they're also trying to rub you off. They tried to rub you until your guy rubbed you off, and their guy rubbed you off into the official. You can play the hole, you can come in the box, but I think where you add the most bang for the buck that you can cover the slot.
Okay, wait a minute. If I knew he could read a script that well, under the pressure, that was very well done.
I thought so, too. All right, and then the next seed was the 13 seed from, who did this come from initially? God, so many people. It was Jovina Anderson on ESPN talking about...
Josina.
Oh, did I write down Jovina?
Right,
I wrote down
take
Jovina.
Take a look.
It's all right. You just write down Jovina.
No, he's right. Hold on. Jovina. I got to get my...
Butterfly in the sky. I can go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere.
All right, it was Josina Anderson. You're absolutely right.
Like Josina.
And she was talking about Melvin Gordon's holdout and compares it to training off the field against maybe playing against Von Miller. And we got this.
Training with your trainer on your own and on Instagram is not, the same as Von Miller coming down your throat. So,
So who's going to move on there? Is it going to be Josina Anderson with the down your throat or Uncle Shay?
I think Uncle Shay. survives a week in my mind. Yeah. He survives this
Everyone's going Uncle Shay all day.
He survives that one, yes.
All right, Shannon Sharp moves on as the 4 seed. We'll go on to the 5 seed on this side of the bracket. This is Jameel at our Gmail that sent borderline playoff finalist in the past, Michael Irvin, was on First Take talking about the Cowboys when they were getting their asses kicked.
It was awesome.
And we got this from Michael Irvin.
You can't just take your licking and just keep taking. You just got to keep trying to come back to the Cowboys. Try to come back some kind of way and get you some victory in our victory. And you can't. You can't. All you get is defeat today. So take it, swallow it, enjoy it. That's all you get. That's it.
I love it.
He got very, that's all you get. He got
Michael,
very high
Michael's
pitched.
Tough on the Cowboys when they need to be, when you
very
need to be tough pitch. On them.
All right, well, Michael's going to be facing a golf against Uncle Shay. Shannon Sharp, one more time, from Kenzie and Lawrence on Twitter, Derek and Matthew at our Gmail. He was telling Orlando Scandrick on Undisputed what Tyreek Hill could do on a football field. And we got this.
If he suck you up, you're like,
I mean, whoa.
Suck, whoa. Maybe 200. Whoa. He give you 20 and 200.
No, the suck you up part.
Yeah, he going to get you.
Okay.
How do you not go with Uncle Shannon all the time?
Well, let's hear.
The first upset.
All right, Shaquille, what do you think?
Suck me up.
Is that a request or a vote? What are you going with there?
Both.
All right.
Wait, it's not payday. You can't demand that.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. All right. I got cash up. Oh, man. This took a dark turn.
Why do you have to bring color in?
All right. Very good. I'm going to go Uncle Shannon as well.
Okay.
I think I got it. What do you think, John?
Yeah, Uncle Shannon. All survives.
Right. B, you good with Uncle Shannon?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Yeah, that's our upset there. Uncle Shannon, the 12 seed.
First upset?
I like it. Okay. All right, we're going to go on to the number 6 seed. This is a Chicago Bears head coach, Matt Nagy, at Wrigley Field, doing the tradition, singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Except, if you remember, Mr. Nagy missed one word here.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and
looking to buy penis.
Why was that in there?
Buy me some penis and cracker jack.
Why was he looking to buy penis?
Well, I don't know. Everybody in Wrigley was down, though, it seemed like.
What a swinging Richards.
And then he's facing the number 11 seed. This came to us from Josh at our Gmail. Chef Rang is the name of this chef on Viceland. And I don't know if you remember this, but he was teaching a Southern guy how to enjoy the food on this show. And we got this.
When you're eating good food, you're making love.
Sex?
Making love, like you take your time and you look at it.
Yeah.
You dip in a sauce. And you say, come in my mouth.
Oh, gosh.
Please come inside my mouth.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's another upset.
Yeah. Okay. We got an upset. We got an upset.
You're going Chef Rang.
Yes.
Oh, over
gone.
Buy me some penis. Yes. Yes. Oh,
yes.
I love
yes,
it. Okay.
Upset.
Chef
that
Rang
was kind of easy.
On.
We got. I think it was an easy upset.
Yeah. Oh, I love Matt Nagy's. All right, number 3 seed is the next one up. This came to us from Devontae at our Gmail. It's Gronkowski. This was the original Gronk that I thought was going to really move on, and he's at a corporate event tasting cookies, and we get this.
Big Gronk, which one's your favorite?
Mine's the white macadamia nut because I'm white. I taste like macadamians, and I like to nut.
Yes!
Gronkowski.
Hey, big fella, get your boy.
Yeah, get your boy, man.
Yeah,
get
he comes off the rails from time to time.
All right, Gronk's facing the number 14 seed. We should not laugh at this gentleman. He has a problem.
I've been just a stepdaughter since I was 4. He's had a positive and a negative impact on my life.
Okay. Oh, my God.
He has to be biting a lip here.
I mean, seriously, that is the best.
Who's going to move on? Gronk?
Damon Stuttermeyer.
That might be the best nickname we've ever gotten for him.
It's the best.
Damon Stuttermeyer.
It is the best.
Okay. All right, I love
it's the best.
I love it. All right.
B-Dog, would you like a peanut stutter and jelly sandwich?
No, I'm good.
All right, let's jump on here to the number 8 seed. This was Sonny and Curtis at Gmail that sent this one in. It's from Skip and Shannon. They're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals. Kawhi Leonard, what do you got for us, guys? Let's really break it down.
Shannon, how impressive was Kawhi last night?
Oh, Skip.
Tell me. Tell me. Lay it on thick.
Oh, jeez.
One of my all-time favorites. Facing the number 9 seed, Skip and Shannon, facing off in this round. They were negotiating how to go at an argument in this clip.
Okay. What should I do? Okay. Should I go slow? Or should I speed this thing?
Or do it in reverse.
Don't do that, Skip. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Let me get some Skip.
How are you?
Show it. That was a good game, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. That one's it.
Oh, see, no. I have to. It's so hard for me to not pick Lay It On Thick because it's just so damn good.
Lay It On Thick. Lay It On Thick has
right,
my vote.
Jack,
I'm about to go and Lay It On Thick because I could tell what Skip and him said by accident when he's forcing it.
Like, I don't think that was forced.
No, yeah. This one was very...
Right.
Shannon, how impressive was Kawhi last night?
Oh, Skip.
Yeah. Tell me.
This was...
Tell me. Lay It On Thick.
I just love it so much.
Very real.
I love
real.
It so much.
That was real. As Shaq says, that was real.
All right. Well, here we go. Ready? Wrapping up the bracket in its entirety. The last pick here.
Well, this round...
This is it. And then we'll move on to the next rounds, and our listeners will vote on who moves on in the next matchups. The number one seed on this side of the bracket came to us from our man Calvin, from All the Smoke.
Okay.
With Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. I think they're talking about a pill, but Shaq flagged this one as a number one seed.
That's a hell of a feeling, bro.
I had to swallow one time. It wasn't that big, but had to.
Yeah, I mean, that's like an edible. It's just a rolled edible. It
tasted disgusting.
Yeah, it didn't taste not the same. Okay.
All right, so that's all the smoke talking about swallowing something.
Well, I love taking stuff out of context, boy.
Man. All right, facing the number 16 seed came to us from Adrian at our Gmail. This chicken restaurant was giving away free chicken for a year to the first 50 customers. So, of course, the news finds the 51st guy in line. And says, what would you do to get the 50th spot in line, young man?
Now, the first 50 people in line today, they do get Jollibee crispy chicken for a year. They get a bucket of 6 pieces each month. Okay, now, I've also got number 51. What can you offer Ken to get his 50th place?
You probably don't want to know, but I would take anything, even in the butt.
Oh my god. See, I think I think that's freaking hilarious.
For a bucket of chicken.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
All right, so who's going to advance? All the Smoke or In the Butt?
I like In the Butt. There you go. I just said
forever.
It.
Do it in the butt.
Yes.
I laughed harder.
I like the upset.
I laughed harder at
In the butt.
Yeah. Okay.
It's funny. It's a big upset.
No. Is this a 16-1?
That's a 16-1.
Oh, no. All the smoke out of the playoffs.
Out of the playoffs.
Unbelievable. All
right.
Well,
they were misseeded. I think the committee did a poor job with them.
Oh, thank
you. They misseeded
them. I appreciate that, man, who did absolutely no work to contribute to this segment.
I'm blaming the committee. I'm not blaming you.
It's nice of your criticism.
I'm blaming the committee.
That's great.
My gosh. Every year we have a team that's overranked, right, Shaq?
Yes, we do.
There you go. Come on. What's the problem?
All right. Well, that was, by the way, the whole show this week we knew was going to be the bracket. So there you go. We are happy to advance. We're going to do voting online next week.
Yeah.
So I'm going to. We'll get that up on the social media channels. Keep an eye out for that.
That is awesome.
And on that note,
and if I see you in Disney this week, I might see you in Disney World. Have fun.
From the top to bottom, everybody got them. Don't make it a problem.
Yes, sir.
B-Dog.
All right, fellas, I love you.
B-Dog, where do we get in touch with people?
ShaqCast on Twitter and The Big Podcast with Shaq on Instagram.
Yes, and The Big Podcast with Shaq at gmail.com.
And we'll have a big announcement on the next show.
Yes.
Of a little road trip.
A little bit.
Yeah, coming up, which is good. So.
All right, Shaquille.
Thanks, Matt, to our contestant.
All right, brother, love you guys.
We love you, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, buddy.
Okay, so that's it? Great. Follow the guys on Twitter at Shaq, at John Kincaid, and at Rob Jenners. Or get more clips and nonsense on Instagram and Facebook at The Big Podcast with Shaq. This has been an exclusive presentation of Podcast One Sports, with new episodes every week at PodcastOne.com.
I love